Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we have Big John McTurnan with us here tonight. And what we were talking about was Elon Musk, John. And here, The Independent, where the report that Musk was warning that 2024 will be the last election actually decided by U.S. citizens. The billionaire's claim came as House Republicans moved to restrict voting to U.S. citizens only. Elon Musk has claimed that the 2024 presidential election would be the last to be decided by U.S. citizens, blaming on the influx of illegal immigrants being allowed to vote. The South African-born billionaire comments on his social media platform X came in response to the news that Republicans in the House of Representatives passed a bill requiring citizen status to be added to the 10-yearly census, despite opposition from the White House. Unanimous Democratic opposition to be requiring citizens for appointment of House seats and presidential electoral college votes says it's all. Mr. Musk said on Thursday, in reply to the news, the Dems voted along party lines on Wednesday and opposed the bill. The Democratic Communist Party goal is to disenfranchise U.S. citizens by importing as many illegal immigrants as possible. Given the massive influx of illegals from every country on earth, 2024 will be the last election decided by U.S. citizens, Musk claimed. What do you think about all that, John?
I think that that's their goal from the beginning, Pastor Ernie. They had several goals with all the illegal aliens, and one is to bring them in the country. Now, when they're sitting here, Pastor Ernie, and they're in the country, what do you do with them? Pretend they're not here? Well, the next move is going to be to make them citizens and give them health care and give them welfare and free schooling and all, which will, and the other phase of it is to bankrupt the country. So, yeah, one is to get them to vote, make them vote, and then ensure that they'll vote Democratic and just overwhelm the entire country with all these illegal aliens. That's their goal, Pastor.
Well, let me ask you this. How stupid are these illegal aliens? I mean, my question is this. If that were you and you were coming here and you know that if the Democrats stayed in office, then you would be coming to a country just like the one you tried to leave, that pretty soon it would be total lawlessness and as it was taken over. So would you maybe agree to vote for the Democrats and then turn and vote for a Republican instead?
I don't know if they think that far ahead, Pastor Ernie. I mean, they're looking, we can get here, whatever they've been promised. They've been promised all sorts of things here. So I think that's as far as they look.
Okay. My reasoning tells me, without any doubts at all, that by purposely bringing in all of these people, we know that he has brought in terrorists, a lot of terrorists. We know we got 5 million nationalist Chinese living on our soil and 50,000 actual Chinese soldiers, okay? We know that we've got hordes of drug dealers, MS-13. We know that there's at least, the last count was 90 training camps in this country where radical Muslims are training for jihad, okay? So, and Biden was told to keep the border open, keep a big supply of drugs and a big supply of children for the pedophiles. And the Democratic Communist Party is flush with pedophiles, flush with pedophiles. And so, to me, that is high treason, and it's high treason.
How can it not be, Pastor Ernie? I mean, they're violating the law. They literally are violating the law, but they're violating it for a purpose to destroy America. So how can it not be treason?
Well, it is, and this is why the left, this is why Nancy Pelosi and these people are becoming desperate because they know it's treason, and they know if Trump gets back in, the first thing he'll do is he'll use the military to probably back him as he has to purge the FBI, the Justice Department. You know, remember when Obama went in and Clinton, they fired everybody that was in there, what Clinton did, and put his own people in, and they weren't the best people. All right, here. Kamala getting impeached. A Republican congressman has introduced articles of impeachment against Kamala Harris, citing her failures to control immigration and alert the public to the decline of President Joe Biden. Republican Representative Andy Ogles of Tennessee said Harris knowingly breached the public's trust by failing to evoke the 21st Amendment after it became completely clear that Joe Biden was mentally and physically unfit to serve as president, and said immediate action must be taken, according to the Daily Caller. Time and time again, Kamala has refused to uphold her oath to the U.S. Constitution, and she must be impeached. Her breathtaking incompetence of a border czar, you know, she was border czar for over 90 days without even visiting the border, has allowed crisis of drugs.
Ernie, did she ever visit the border?
I don't know if she ever did or not.
I don't think so.
But this says here that she has allowed a crisis of drugs, of rape, and murder to flood the streets of America, the congressman said. Goes on to say that, according to Newsweek, in the articles, Ogles said Harris has demonstrated extraordinary incompetence in the execution of her duties and responsibilities, a stark refusal to uphold the immigration. Yeah, I remember she told Joe, no, she wasn't going to go. She didn't want to. She wasn't going to do it. She didn't want to, okay? And they were talking about there was a coldness, a chill in the White House. Existing immigration laws, a palpable difference to people in the United States suffering as a result of ongoing southern border crisis in the United States. The article said Harris has consistently refused to visit the southern border to evaluate the ongoing national crisis. Oh, here you go. Aside from a single trip, hundreds of miles away from the epicenter of the migration. There you go. Well, they think, you know, that they should be able to impeach her. It'll never pass the Senate, but the House should have the votes unless we end up with some more Dave Joyces, some more rhinos.
Well, it'll keep the public aware of the hearings. Will keep the public aware of what she did. They'll be able to bring it out into the open what she was a part of. Biden made her the border czar, and then she did nothing but help facilitate this horrific invasion of the United States.
All right, here, we touched on this before. Shocking poll, only 3 out of 10 people think Kamala Harris can win the election. In a poll of 1,605 people, 1,435 of them who were registered voters conducted a period. Only 31% think the vice president has what it takes to become president. One third of all those, and those weren't just Republicans. That was across the board. Those were even Democrats. Let me ask you this, John, because there's, you know, you realize just what happened yesterday, that our military, U.S. military, intercepts China and Russia fighter jets near the Alaska prior to Biden's Oval Office. They're testing to see what our military capabilities are. The U.S. and Canada intercepted two Russian fighter jets and two Chinese H-bombers near Alaska Wednesday, shortly before Biden addressed the nation. NORAD detected and tracked and intercepted two Russian Tu-95 and two PRC-H6 military aircraft operating in the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone. Fighter jets from the United States and Canada conducted the intercept, said, adding that the foreign bombers remained in international airspace and did not enter into American or Canadian sovereign airspace, and that their activity is not seen as a threat. So they were testing to see how quickly there would be a response, weren't they?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, and what I think is missed in this, again, to the best of my knowledge, I can't ever remember Russia and China united flying together, testing our air defenses against, well, Alaskan border. The fact that the Russian and Chinese are together is eye-popping.
Well, do you know what Black Swan is? And here, China president warns of impending chaos. Chinese President Xi Jinping issued a warning to its citizens, telling them that we must prepare for a black swan or a gray rhino events to become more frequent, signaling China's decline into crisis. According to the report from Xinhua News Agency, Xi released a document during a third plenary session of the 20th Chinese Communist Party Central Committee, stating that the world is accelerating toward conflict and China's development is going through a period of uncertainties. A gray rhino is an event where the risk was foreseeable, but overlooked, while a black swan is an unexpected event that carries significant consequences. I've never heard of those before. This is examples of a black swan and a gray rhino events include the territorial conflict with Taiwan, conflict in South China Sea, the deteriorating relations with the Philippines, and also includes China facing an economic strain as the nation is now over $30 trillion in debt. Boy, they're as bad as we are, aren't they?
Yeah, their housing just collapsed, Pastor Ernie. They built these ghost cities. They call them ghost cities. They're like together, they're like the size of Chicago, and there's no one living in them. And they're trying to get people to buy like apartments in them, and they put money down, and then the builders went bankrupt, and people have lost all sorts of money. The real estate industry in China is literally collapsing. And it's the economy is really starting to implode now in China.
Well, they have another problem, and that problem is that because of their one-child policy, their population is aging, and they're losing like 19 million people are dying off per year. And what's happening is that they don't have enough younger people, and the younger women don't want to get it. They don't want to have children. The younger women don't want to have children now, and you know, because of the one child policy, they were killing baby girls 6-1 over the boys, and so that leaves a lopsided amount of men compared to women there in China, and so here. And the fact that, you know, there's only 10 births per 1,000 people. Only 10 out of 1,000 are having children. Well, that's not good.
Yeah, well, China is decaying. That's all part of communism, Pastor Ernie. They had this one-child policy for decades, and what it did was it you got disproportionate. Instead of having a proportion of children at a certain age and then spread throughout society, you had very low young and then the older population. So their policy has created this great imbalance that you talked about. And then the elderly need care. They're not productive. You need special housing and everything for them. So the young are not there now, Pastor Ernie. They're missing from society. And like you said, there's about 20 million males in the marriage age, and there are no females.
Well, you know what that always leads to, don't you? When things like that happen, war. It always leads to war. Alrighty. And you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to open up phone lines and take some calls since I've got you here with all your extreme knowledge. So, we don't know if anybody can get through, though. I mean, because I've seen that board where they've been trying to call. Let's give it a shot. Let's see if we can open the whole line, the whole board. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, if it's like a hard one, give it to John. I need a break. But see if you can get through. Try and get through. See what can happen. And, we don't know. It's been a very, there's like just a strange atmosphere here tonight for some reason, okay? Very strange. And so, it looks like the lines are starting to open up. It looks, we'll see. We'll see if we can pick them up. We'll try it. Let's give it a shot. Let's go to Vince. Vince, you're in the air.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. Your last subject about Chinese having just one child and primarily having one male child because they didn't want the female child. That's what I seem to be hearing. At least
yeah,
the last
yeah.
Time
they,
I've been hearing that on Christian.
The female girls were aborted 6-1 over the boys.
Now, do you really believe that? Because I totally don't believe that at all. I hear it. I hear it on Christian Talk. But
yeah, I do. Imagine? Yeah, we had a lot of missionaries in China. Yeah, I
yeah,
absolutely do believe it because they needed girls. They needed men to work the fields.
There's big bucks in young Chinese girls. Big bucks. And why would you do it? It's like flushing a bar of solid gold down the toilet.
Well, there's big bucks in them now because they're rare. And
well, yeah, they should have thought about that, but. Yeah, they say, oh, they don't want the baby girls because there's no money in it. That's so ridiculous. So ridiculous.
Well,
they have them and they ship them out for sex trafficking.
That was their policy. Absolutely, their policy. We had, like I said, had.
What they say and then what they do are two different things.
No, we had people there in China, we had missionaries. The Right to Life movement was in China. We actually had people there, and right. That's and they were telling us.
Let's say it's true that these missionaries told you the truth, what they had seen. Okay, just to save an argument, let's say that's true. Then, won't one person on the level, a Chinese man and a family, say, geez, we're going to be the only, if we have a baby girl, we're going to be the only ones on the block, or maybe in the whole city with a baby girl. By golly, our family's going to be gold. I mean, even if they say it's true, it still doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you might have a point there. All righty. Well, listen, thanks for calling.
All right.
We got to move on to, who do I have? I have Mark in Cleveland. Mark, you're in the air.
Good evening, Pastor Ernie.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not bad. Yeah, I'm enjoying the show. I'm going to focus a little bit previously, which we were talking about, you know, people not knowing if they're saved and kind of what's going on in the world. You know, I believe still a lot of people don't have the fear of God, you know, like you said in the scripture, fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. But, you know, Jesus was trying to prepare us, you know, like, what if there is wrath tomorrow, okay? The judgment on earth tomorrow, are they going to, you know, are they going to be like the five virgins that were ready, or are they going to be like the five that, you know, had an empty, you know, a lamp? So, and I also wanted to make a comment about this, like the perilous times, you know, that's Kamala Harris. You know, it's in the politics. End times be perilous times. And it's, it, you know, we got to be prepared for that. And it's not getting better. You know, it's we got to stay strong to fight this wickedness with the trust in the Lord. You know, let the power of the Lord work in us, you know. But I feel it's not going to get better, you know. And it's unfortunate that's in our government right now, you know. And that's my comment right there. That's
well, I probably agree with you. And I think, John, but we're praying for revival. And there's John, tell him how there has been little spots of revivals. Some of these college campuses and across the country, actually, believe it or not, instead of rioting and burning, looting, some of them are actually having revival.
Yeah, that's been going on now, Pastor Ernie. I'm going to say for about 2 years, and it's spotty, but yet it's going on. They have preachings on campus, and then the people want to get baptized, and they take them out to little lakes on campus and baptize them. Churches, there's been a notable amount of people coming to the Lord, and we go by, like, I guess the baptism as a indicator. So that has been going on now for about 2 years. But what's really exciting, Pastor Ernie, is the amount of prayer going up. Where there was little not too long ago, now there's a lot of prayer going up to the Lord for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit about the wickedness of the nation. And that's encouraging. Seeing the prayer of the remnant is really encouraging, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, that is. And again, it doesn't seem to be more people praying. It seems to be the remnant praying more.
Right. Exactly.
Well, all righty. Let's go to San Diego, and let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, good to talk to you again. I feel that there'll be another attempt on Trump's life, and the same forces will be involved. And I feel that the way they're going to do it is almost impossible to defend against, and that is poison. And we know it's commonly used by Putin, and I just don't know how you defend yourself against so many different ways poison can be delivered. You know, when the COVID outbreak, we discovered that this was probably done in a lab in Wuhan, a level 4 virology lab in Wuhan, China. Turned out to be the only level 4 virology lab in China. But what was overlooked throughout all of COVID is the United States. Inside the continental United States, there are 11, count them, 11 level 4 virology labs. Imagine all the mayhem that they're up to, including working with poisons. So the other thing I wanted to bring up was Trump is the only one that's warning about World War III. And I think a lot of young people today blow it off because they don't understand what a hydrogen bomb is and can do. Some don't even know, have never heard of a hydrogen bomb before. And I'm just surprised that in all the interviews that Trump does, the people doing the interviewing never question him about World War III, why are you warning us? What would happen? A lot of people just don't know how devastating a war with hydrogen bombs would be. Although, what I'm expecting is the greatest damage they can do without possibly triggering a war is a cyber attack, a destructive cyber attack on our electrical grid, where the United States could be days, weeks, or months without electricity. I mean, it would be devastating. Everything we do depends on electricity. The world would come to a halt.
Well, there are some things happening out there. You're seeing a huge increase in the sales of solar generators. A lot of people, in fact, I've been thinking of buying one myself. Now, I already have a generator that kicks in the minute the power goes off, but it runs from natural gas. And if the power, the pumps actually that have to pump that natural gas, or they run on electricity, even though they too have their own generators, okay? But so it wouldn't be, I don't think, nearly as bad as a lot of people think. For example, I could just tell you where I live, four houses in a row all have generators, okay? I mean, and I know a lot of people, especially out in the country out there, have a lot of generators. What do you think, John?
Well, yeah, Pastor Ernie, but you get into the cities, and it's a whole different game, you know?
Well, it's always been, you know, in the cities, it's always been bad, okay?
Yeah. So there'd be huge numbers that couldn't do what you're talking about, you know? Out in your area, yes, but the inner cities, they'd be in real trouble.
Yeah, and I think it would be rather quickly that they would be in trouble because, you know, people that live in the city, they don't know how to live off the land. They don't know how to find water and food. They have maybe, a three or four supply three or four days supply of food and water, and then what? I mean, one of the first things that would happen would be looting, and then a complete breakdown of law and order. Look, there are people that are completely dependent on their cell phones, all right? And there are people that go to sleep, and the last thing they do when they go to sleep is they are on the internet. The first thing they do when they wake up, they're on the internet. These people are possessed. They would have a nervous breakdown if their phones became inoperable.
Yeah, I could see how that would affect a lot of them, that there is an obsession.
Anyway, I would just like somebody to question Trump about... it seems like every rally he's warning us about World War III, and he's the only one talking about it. And I think he might even be, because of his ranking in the presidential race, he might be getting some type of classified briefings by now.
Of course he is, and not only that, yeah, we are closer to war because of the weakness that the Biden regime has weakened America severely. It's weakened our military. We're as weak as it's ever been.
Well, and Pastor Ernie, let's not forget something that you and I have talked about. And it's probably more possible today than it ever was. And that is the power of the commander-in-chief to surrender. And I think that's still on the table.
Yeah. But you don't know what he would do in his state of mind. But
exactly. Alrighty. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Everything that's going on has never happened before. There's no reference in history. We don't know how this is going to turn out. But the people in charge are incompetent. They don't know. They're either traitors or they're dumber than dumb. And I prefer myself to believe that these people are traitors.
They are. They're absolutely traitors. Yes. I can tell you this, that the National Fraternal Order of Police warns that Kamala Harris would be an unmitigated total disaster for this country. But we'll be back right after this.
You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Talk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
You fooled me with deception. You fooled me with your lies. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian,
talk like an angel,
talk like a Christian, but I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh yes you are, a liberal in disguise. Oh yes you are.
I thought you would go to heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eye. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. That's right. A liberal in disguise. And if Kamala Harris is a Baptist, then I must be a liberal in disguise. I don't know. We have Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I was just calling in to give the invitation when you want me to.
Well, yeah, you could do that, but we might ask you some hard questions while you're here. This is our lightning rounds, okay?
Yeah, you know, I was just reading something in Jeremiah that reminded me of the Democrat Party. Is in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 15, it says, were they ashamed when they committed abominations? Nay, they were not ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I shall visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. And that's the future for the Democrat Party, because they've turned their back on the Lord and brought all these abominations into America and just destroying America. Every way they can. It'd be so good to, you know, when they send the illegal aliens back to where they came from, they ought to send the Democrat Party with them. Boy, that would be a real house cleansing, wouldn't it?
Well, what I would say is this, that we would do it for every illegal we would allow here. We would send one Democrat back to where they came from. That would help. I would take that in a heartbeat. What do you think, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I've been waiting to jump in. Can I add something?
Yeah, you could jump in anytime. You're supposed to.
Well, yeah, because I'm kind of changing the direction a little, but I have to get this out. Kamala Harris, her presidential campaign started today, and where did she go for her first appearance?
I think she had something to do with being where they had some drag queens. I know that she was, yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I
wasn't surprised at all.
Were you guessing on it, or did you?
No. I knew that. You know, I wasn't surprised a bit by that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where she went. She went to a place called, RuPaul's Drag Race. That's where she made her first appearance now. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Unbelievable.
Pretty clear, Pastor Ernie, where she wants to take the country. I mean, this is hardcore stuff. Of all the places to go, you're going to go to a drag show?
Well, look what they did with our military. They started changing all the USO shows. They had drag queens out there.
Yeah, and they wonder why real men won't join the Army now. How stupid can they be?
Well, I don't think they're stupid. They are stupid for wanting to destroy the country, but that's their job. They wanted to. China and the other communist countries have decided, and Klaus Schwab, that it's time for America to no longer be the world power, that China is now, it's time for China to become the world power. They haven't kept that a secret. And they've been working from within. George Soros, a Communist Party leader. And they've been using lawfare. One of the ways to destroy the country again is lawfare. Going after the good. Remember what it says in Isaiah chapter 5. They would put evil, good for evil, evil for good, sweet for bitter for sweet. And what they're doing is they go after people like pro-lifers that are doing good. Pro-lifers that are doing good. Or the January 6ers, and they're persecuting them. And then Kamala, remember, she spent a lot of money getting the Antifa out of prison, out of jail, so they could go out and continue to burn, loot, and murder.
She was part of some fund where you would donate money in case Antifa and Black Lives Matter were held on bail. And there was a big fund where you could tap into the fund and free him from bail.
And when she was attorney general, she was the one that pushed where if it was under $1,000, you could go in and rob and take innocent people's property from them. And if it was under $1,000, you didn't even go to jail. You didn't even get charged. In other words, this is pure criminal activity. You know, the innocent people, the victims, were the ones that got prosecuted. And so there was a few other things that she did that was really, anti-God, anti-country, anti-American, anti-decency. Oh, adamantly. Today, do you know where she was too today? She visited an abortion mill. So there you go. I mean, she is a very, very, very wicked woman. Very wicked woman.
So in the first day there, she's at a drag show and an abortion mill.
Yep, that's on her first day of her campaign. That tells you where she's coming from and where she's going to, huh?
They represent moral garbage.
Yeah. There's nothing moral about them.
Moral garbage. You know, Jesus said, my enemies would not that I should reign over them. And then he said, bring them before me, you know, and that he was going to slay them. And that's the Democrats hate the Lord Jesus Christ. They hate everything he stands for. And some, too, you know, they say, come and let us break their bands from office. In other words, they don't want Jesus Christ or any rule over them or the Christian faith or the Bible or anything. They're just totally Antichrist, and that's what people have to wake up and see. It's between Jesus and the Antichrist that the votes are, you know, are coming in for. It's you know, people might represent different things, but when it comes down to it, all immorality and ungodliness is centered right there. The Democrats center themselves right in that stuff, the Democrat Party.
Yep, you're absolutely right. If it's a you know, like I always say, if you could invent a new sin tonight, by tomorrow they would have it in their party platform.
That's right. And, because I mean, they hate the Lord that bad.
They really do. All of those that hate God love death, and they love death. They're promoting. Oh, she's very, very pro euthanasia too. And so, again, this is a very wicked, very unclean woman. A very wicked and unclean woman. I have a clip, but it's too late to load in now. But it's a good long clip, but it's by Shapiro. Anyhow, it gives the history of how she got to where she was. Like David Kidd wrote a big article on that. But the interesting thing was in here how remember how going back to Joseph Stalin, how Joseph Stalin said that the sweetest thing in the world to rest your head on the breast of a friend, gain their complete confidence and trust, and then to thrust a knife in their back. This was one of Stalin's sayings, and he said there's nothing sweeter, you can sleep good at night. This is very wicked satanic men. Well, within the collective, within the Communist Party, if you can betray someone of stature, someone who's got power and stature, and especially the closer they are to you, if you can bring them down, then that adds to your standing within the collective. It's always just the opposite of what God's Word the Bible teaches. God's Word the Bible teaches loyalty, and so they promote disloyalty. So we saw that, going back to Jimmy Carter, the day after he meets with his Shaw, and they've got their arms around each other's back and everything, then what does he do? Carter betrays his Shaw. Remember Barack Obama and Barrack, president of or prime minister of Egypt. Obama betrayed him, and he ended up dying in that cell. Then you had, of course, Gaddafi and Hillary, and that was and Ambassador Stevens. Hillary was laughing as Gaddafi was begging for mercy. They were beating him to death in the streets. And yep. So, and what happened? Willie Brown's wife, told Willie, "You're gonna dump Kamala." And when he did, she went after him with a vengeance and took him down. She betrayed him. And so,
One thing, Pastor, the people got to realize is that when they vote for people like the Democrat Party that uphold abominations that God hates, that they themselves, because they vote for those people, when God judges those Democrats that hate him, those antichrists that stand for the devil and everything, God was going to judge the people that voted for them, too. You can't vote for people that stand for that and escape God's judgment. They will share in the judgment God brings against them if they vote for them and encourage them in their way.
Proverbs chapter 24 says what you just said. Let me go to California and Linda. Linda, you're in the air.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I have a question for you gentlemen. So living in California here and being close to the ocean, if we were to buy one of those solar generators, is that even going to work like in the fall and the winter if we invested in one? Does anybody know?
Yeah, it will, as long as you get sunlight. Okay, it doesn't have to be warm out, as long as you have sunlight.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. So we wouldn't be getting sunlight when it rains, obviously, right?
Well, it doesn't have to be bright sunlight. It's just light, If there's a
it doesn't
have to be really bright sunlight, just the light in itself. Although,
yeah, because on the coast we have a really really heavy marine layer too.
Hmm. All righty. Well, I'm no expert on that. McTurner knows about everything. We can ask him. Hey, John.
Yes, Pastor.
You just got a new generator, didn't you?
No. I've had a generator for years and years and years.
Oh, okay.
I had one in Pennsylvania, And then I had one here in Texas.
But I bet it wasn't no solar generator. Yeah,
it really helped me with the hurricane damage here because we were without electricity, and mine ran off gas, propane, or natural gas. So it was better for me to run it off propane. So that kept me going until the electricity finally came back on.
The ones that are really selling nowadays is solar. And so those are your big sellers. Alrighty, Hal?
Yeah, I guess, you know, as long as the sun is shining. But do they...
Well, you don't have to have full sunlight. Just like I have those solar... we have a number of those solar motion detectors. And
yes.
As long as there's light out there, they charge right up. And, you know, they'll work all night long, even if it's not a bright sunlight. It just has to be light. So,
okay.
Anyhow.
Well, I highly recommend it, Pastor Ernie, because, like I said, it really helped me here with this hurricane, and I was 10 days without any electricity. So without that generator, I don't know what I would have done.
Well, we have to go with Pastor Hal. It's time.
Right. Well, you know, the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die and after death the judgment. And the biggest fool in the world is the one that's going to end up in hell, knowing the gospel and hearing, you know, that they need to get saved and putting it off, thinking, you know, whenever they feel like it, they'll be, you know, when they do it. Because the rapture could happen tonight and there's no second chances. Once Jesus comes back to take us out of here, the born-again Christians, there's no second chances. I mean, you know, you're going to end up, if you reject Jesus Christ, you're going to wind up with the Antichrist. And the Bible says, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means your church religion and the Pope or the priest or anybody else, nobody can get you to heaven. Only the blood of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Only the blood of God himself, which was flowing through the veins of the Lord Jesus Christ, can wash away our sins. And that takes place the moment you go to the Calvary and say, Lord, you know I'm a dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinner on my road to hell. I can't save myself. Nobody else can save me. Only you can save me. And I here and now ask you to come into my heart and save me. Because Jesus loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you, and the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Christ, and it's a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved, that's saved from hell, through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Nobody's going to be walking around heaven patting himself on the back, saying, I got here because I was a good Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, good person, or anything else like that. We're all going to be giving Jesus Christ all the praise for getting us there. And so if you want to go to heaven instead of going to hell, you've got to be reconciled to God. And you can only be reconciled to God through receiving the payment Jesus paid in your place on that cross. Because God hates sin, and man has to pay for his sin either by going to hell or receiving the payment Jesus paid in his place. And I think it's a lot smarter to receive the payment Jesus paid in your place. And so if you want to receive that payment, Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus hears me talking to you right now. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now, and he's asking you if you open up that door and let him come in. Remember, it's a free gift. It's up to you whether you want to go to heaven or hell. But the Bible says, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That means admitting to God that without Jesus in your heart, you're a lost sinner on your road to hell, having to pay for your sins for all eternity. And that's not very bright. So if you want Jesus to come into your heart, say a simple prayer with me. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means call is to pray. So what do you say we say a simple prayer right now? I'd be glad to lead you a few words at a time, but even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. Let's pray while we got time. Dear God, I confess unto you that I'm a sinner, and I need the payment Jesus paid for me on that cross. Lord Jesus, I hear it now. I ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell, confessing to you that I've been a sinner all my life. I've been born in the sin, and I need forgiveness of that sin and cleansing from that sin. I need eternal life. that you bring me when you come into my heart. And I ask you right now to come into my heart and save me in Jesus' name. Amen. And if 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Believe on meant that you receive, just like you did in prayer just now. So with God's promise and your prayer, if you died tonight, you'd go to heaven. And don't let the devil or anybody else talk you out of that. And go ahead, Pastor.
All right, very good with everything you just said. Again, you know, that's the main focus of this ministry is getting the salvation message out. And we're very thankful for over the years, many, many people have said those sinner's prayers. And every now and then, one of them will actually let us know. And it's really good. I just wish more of them out there that do say the sinner's prayer. And again, the important thing, too, for all of those out there is to make your salvation sure. If you're saved, if you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, if you're then and dwelling in you, you will grieve him if you're not an active Christian. If you're not a doer of the word and just a hearer only, you will grieve that Holy Spirit. And if you grieve him, he'll grieve you back. But if you're going through life and you're just as feel very, very comfortable, if you're very comfortable in your faith, and you have this profession, boy, I'm going to tell you, you may be in for an extremely rude awakening if there's no desire for you to serve the Lord. And this is why we tell people all the time. One of the things, the main thing that we're supposed to do is witness to people, aren't we?
That's right.
You know, there are people out there that are professing Christians that have never given out a gospel tract.
That's pitiful.
It is. It's very pitiful. John, I was wondering about something. Wait a minute. If you had a generator, because you told me you were up without any air conditioning all of that time, how did you, if you had a generator, you should have had air conditioning.
No, the generator didn't have enough watts. Pastor Ernie, for the air conditioning in the house,
Man, here you had me feeling sorry for you. I thought you didn't have a toilet working because you had no electricity to pump the water, and that you were living in totally in the dark, and you had no refrigerator, and here it was just no air conditioning, but you had.
Pastor Ernie, I did have the refrigerator. So that we had food, yes. We had electric heat, so we couldn't cook, too many watts. So we somehow made our way. We ate my son had a good. So we found a way.
We're out of time. I'm glad you did. Listen, we're out of time. Thanks for being here tonight, fellas. It's been a strange night.
All right.
Always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.